This is Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX. The City of Seattle and the State Department of Transportation are facing a class action lawsuit over their procedures for clearing homeless encampments. 88.5's Will James has more.
The lawsuit was filed in federal court in Seattle by two homeless women and two organizations that aid the homeless, the Episcopal Diocese of Olympia and the Real Change newspaper. They claimed the way city and state workers conduct cleanups of homeless encampments is unconstitutional because homeless people often lose their property without proper warning and with no way to get it back. The American Civil Liberties Union of Washington is representing the plaintiffs. Breanne Schuster is an attorney with the organization.
You know, what our plaintiffs are asking really is quite simple. It's just to say, if you're going to come into an area where people are living and taking their belongings, that you give them some sort of notice, and a meaningful notice, an effective notice, right, so that they can actually move their property, move their belongings out of the way.
Debate has swirled around the so-called sweeps of encampments. The Seattle City Council considered legislation in the fall that would have limited the cleanups. The mayor unveiled what he called more compassionate procedures in October. But Schuster says they aren't working as intended. Will James, 88.5 News.